Our story goes back to a time when the nations made a decree against the Jews. And our history is replete with examples of decrees that were made against us. The Haftarah that we read on Shabbos is a product of a decree. The nation said, we may not read the Parsha. The rabbis instituted that we'll read Haftarah to remember what the Parsha was about. They wouldn't allow us to read from the Torah, so we read from the prophets and the Ksuvim. Then when we were again permitted to read from the Torah, the rabbi said, we'll leave the Haftarah in its place. And we continue reading to this day the Haftarah. That's an example of a product of a decree they made against us. So the Jews were, at times they were forced to dress like the non-Jews. At times they were forced to dress with a sign that indicated they were Jewish. At times they were forced to take a haircut, and at times they were forced to eat food like the non-Jews. There's a story about the famous Rabbi Meir. Okay, we'll get to that story a different time. So there were periods in our history where Jews were scared of being identified as Jews. And the Talmud, the Medrash, tells us the story of a storekeeper who had a restaurant. And the Jews were told that they must sell non-kosher meat. They could not have a restaurant that would serve kosher meat. So what did this Jew do? In the corner of his kitchen, he had a place where he would cook kosher food. And outside, where everyone could see his kitchen, that's where he cooked the non-kosher food. And he had special vessels, which he used for the kosher food, and vessels for the non-kosher food. Now, his restaurant was a bustling place. Jews and non-Jews alike would come in to eat in his restaurant. How would he know who is Jewish and who isn't Jewish? The Jews were forced to dress like non-Jews. He wasn't allowed to ask them, are you Jewish or not, lest they tell the authorities that he was serving kosher food to the Jewish guests. So he couldn't recognize by their dress, they were all dressed alike. He couldn't recognize by their beards or their payas or anything else, because everyone looked alike. The Jews were forced to look just like the non-Jews. So how did he know who was Jewish or not? He'd look at the guests that would enter. He would look at his customers. The customers that would go and wash their hands and make a blessing before eating the bread, he'd know that they were Jewish. And them he would serve from the kosher food. And if the guests would not wash their hands, they would not make a blessing before their food, he'd know that they were not Jewish, and he'd give them the non-kosher food. Of course, no one knew. The non-Jews didn't notice that the Jews were all going to wash their hands before they ate the meal. And one day, a man walks in and sits down to eat. Now, they put bread before him, and the owner of the restaurant is watching, and he sees that the man sits down to eat his bread. He doesn't see him make a blessing. He doesn't see him wash his hands. So he's certain that the man eats non-kosher. So he figures, if he's not Jewish, I might as well serve him from the non-kosher meat. And that's what he did. When came time to pay, so the restaurant owner went over and told him the price. So when he told him the high price for the meat, the person said, how come yesterday the meat cost me much less? How come today it's such a high price? So the restaurant owner said, well, today I served you pork. Pork is far more expensive. The guest, when he heard he ate pork, his hair stood on end. He looked all around and he said, you fed me pork? And he whispered to the owner, I'm a Jew. How could you feed me pork? The guy was beside himself with sorrow. He had worked so hard never to cause a Jew to eat non-kosher. And he looked at him and says, how was I supposed to know you're Jewish? When I saw you eating bread without washing your hands, I was certain you weren't Jewish. They were both deeply saddened. And Chazal give us this as an example, that a person who does not wash his hands before bread, Chazal say it even caused a Jew to once end up eating pork. And that man who had decided to do away with washing his hands, after finding out he ate pork, left the restaurant in shame and sadness, recognizing what a grave sin he had transgressed, and he could have saved himself from that sin had he simply washed his hands beforehand. Now we have to know that it is biblically prohibited to sell non-kosher food. What that Jew was doing, he had no choice. You know, maybe he would have been killed if they would have known that he's only selling kosher meat. But technically, the Torah says you have to take your non-kosher meat. If a person slaughters an animal and the animal turns out to be non-kosher, let's say it's the shechita doesn't come out kosher, something messes up, or a person has a corral and one of the animals drops dead. So what does he do with the meat? The Torah says, give it to someone who maintains the Noahide laws, or you could also sell it. You could sell it, you could give it to as dog food, but a person is not supposed to do business with non-kosher food. That's the halacha. In this case, I guess the guy didn't have a choice.